Tats for Tatas, too. The tattoos start going on tomorrow. As of right now, through everybody's donations, Karen, where are we sitting?
We're at $10,785.
From the trailer choir, there's Big Vinny and Butter!
We've had people in our lives that have been hit with this, you know, and we want to donate. We want to put money in and, you know, and help y'all get to where y'all want to get to on this. And plus, we want to tattoo your face. that's a big deal for us. We want to be part of this. We're in for $220.
My name's Brian. I'm currently deployed and want to make a dedication to my wife.
You're calling from overseas?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm calling from a country far away. I can't say where. I listen to you guys all the time over here at your podcast.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for your service. And you tell me what you want, and I will put it on for you.
I would like to dedicate a song to Dawn, and I'll be home in 9 days.
Yeah, buddy! Travel safe back home.
Love you guys.
So I have a friend who was asked out by a coworker of her, and she really doesn't want to go out with this guy. He asked her out like while they were at work at this office holiday party. She found it insanely awkward.
What did she do when she was asked out by this coworker?
She didn't know what to do, so she was like, "Well, here's my number or something."
Wait. She gave him.
She did.
Her
she
number.
Did. She was put on the spot. She didn't know what to do.
Well, she's a moron.
Not a moron like all the other coworkers were around. And now this guy, like, keeps texting her, won't stop texting her.
This wouldn't have happened if she hadn't given him her number.
That's right.
Just saying.
She was trying to make a situation less awkward.
Well, but she should have gotten up and left the room.
If they're coworkers, there's probably some, like, company phone list lying around where he would have probably gotten her number anyway. It wouldn't have been that hard.
Still.
She's got to be very clear with him. I don't
No, I just checked with her friend. The phone number is not available.
You're a jerk.
I just texted her friend. That phone number is not available on any phone list.
Her friend also thinks that you're a moron.
Yes. And her friend's friend also thinks that you're a moron.
I think your friend is an idiot for giving her cell phone number
out. My friend thinks that you need to be quiet.
Hi, Bob 106.9. Who's this?
Shaughnessy.
This is my daughter, Shaughnessy. Aren't you getting ready for school?
Yes, but the tooth fairy didn't come.
The tooth fairy didn't visit you last night.
Because you lost a tooth at school and you put it into your tooth fairy pillow last night, didn't you?
Yes.
That's right, you did.
And you know the tooth fairy doesn't come if someone in the house is awake.
Yeah, you know what, honey? I was up real late last night preparing for today's show. Did you take the tooth out of your pillow?
I saw it, and there was no money because you were up.
Did you take the tooth out of your pillow?
I put it back in.
Okay. How many teeth have you lost thus far, Shaughnessy?
Eight
teeth.
I mean, you know, maybe the tooth fairy doesn't get paid until Thursday. And you've lost a lot of teeth, babe. Coming off of the new artist of the year from the ACMs just a week ago, Justin Moore!
Thank you very much, man. This award thing is always kind of a ludicrous, so that's kind of why I got so emotional the other night. And not only for myself, but, man, you know, I travel with 26 people on a daily basis who bust their rear ends for me, and not to mention my mom and dad who both got second jobs for me to do this. My kids who have to stay home and I don't get to see enough. And all these things kept coming at me, and I was like,
I've got this story about this lady who's turning 101 years old next month. She's only left Tennessee one time in her life. She got to see the ocean for the first time ever.
That's so sweet.
Is that not an awesome story?
That is a great story. It's a great picture, too.
And what are you looking at, Karen?
I'm looking at pictures of Jennifer Lopez's butt. She performed on the AMAs with Iggy Azalea, and they sang the song about booty. Uh-huh. So I'm like, wonder how, like, you know, how her butt has progressed over the years.
So you actually have a timeline of Jennifer Lopez's butt.
Yeah.
What story do we go with?
The butt.
But she's 101 years old and she saw the ocean for the first time.
Where has she been? She had 101 years to walk to the ocean.
Well, let me tell you this. This would be a perfect story if the 101-year-old lady got to see J-Lo's butt for the first time. Now, that would be a great story.
Anaconda can get up to about 30 foot long.
I have no doubt that an anaconda can eat a man. I just doubt the veracity of this guy who's like, hey, I took a camera and got myself ate by a snake. I don't believe it.
It takes like 2 weeks for a snake to actually digest its food.
You know what would really suck is if the guy actually got into the anaconda and realized he forgot the camera. Dang it, I knew I forgot something. WWE, are you ready?
Let's do this.
You have to out smack talk Karen. Go.
George, you may think I'm small, but
But don't underestimate me. When I get you in the ring, I'm going to give you the biggest, wettest willy you've ever had. And then I'm going to tickle you until you can't stand it anymore.
All right, stop.
Wow.
The biggest, wettest willy. And
yes. Have you ever had a wet willy? They're very uncomfortable.
You said that you are planning on singing at your own funeral.
I am, because I want to make sure that my funeral is a lot of fun. I've been to too many funerals for very fun people that I knew, and the funerals were all sad. And I don't think that's right. I think you need to celebrate fun people in a fun way. And so I have a song that I've written that I'm going to record.
That you wrote?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it's not
it's not a cover, it's an original.
It's an original.
What's the song?
I can't tell you, you'll have to wait.
Well, why can't you tell us the song?
She wants more people to show up to the funeral.
Exactly.
I wonder what she's saying.
I want a packed house.
Claire's making her funeral a cliffhanger.
Right.
Junior, what did you say?
I told everybody, my funeral is going to be fun. You're going to tap a keg at the funeral, just wait till after I'm in the ground. I don't want to be sitting out in the front yard in the cooler of ice with the keg. Keep him there, make sure he doesn't go bad.
Who forgot to bury the junior?
If you have done these on a first date, you just tell me yes, okay? Only talking about yourself.
Well, I'm obviously more interesting than anyone I'm going out with.
Alrighty, I think we're learning a lot here. Chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah, I can't help it. When you're talking about yourself and you're eating, you're going to chew with your mouth open. Isn't there one that says pigging out? That I do. Yeah. I'm down, like, down. Free meal!
Forgetting the person's name mid-date.
I've called someone by the wrong name.
Oh,
oh my God.
Hey, Jeff. Oh, wait, your name's Mark? Are you sure? Well, I'm just going to call you Jeff, okay?
And now back to me.
You look more like a Jeff than you do a Mark.
Are you going to finish that?
Still single, guys.
When I saw that come on the Tats for Tatas page, $400, my neck is now completely sold out. From the Eli Young Band, it is John! Yeah, baby!
Hey, y'all.
Dude, what is up?
Man, so here's the story. I don't know how much of the story you told everybody, but finding out about everything that you do, Susan, you're coming for the race that, you know, we wanted to hop on board. And so everybody in the band was definitely behind me when I asked them about it. So we're happy we could sponsor your neck.
Bet you never thought you'd say those words.
Yeah, I really never thought
I'd
know.
That sounds odd.
Should Karen screen her roommate's replacement roommate before he moves in?
She's a single female living in a house with two guys. And now some random dude's going to come in.
Gibbs never had this problem because he's got married when he was 12 years old. So he's never had to, like, live with roommates or know what it's like.
Yes, she should screen him. It is her home. And if it was your daughter ringing her house.
My daughter is not getting out of our house until she's 37 years old and gets married and goes into her husband's house.
Okay, let me know how that works out for you.
You're saying if you see an ex that doesn't see you first at the store and you're not looking tip-top, you will, like, walk down another aisle?
I will run the opposite direction.
Absolutely. Out the store.
Out the store. Into my car. Home. Then I'll do my hair and makeup and hope he's still there. Go back. Put on a nice dress.